Welcome to Cafe Chisme. I'm Franco, and I'm here with
Vicky,
Ivan,
and Myra.
Brew your coffee and join us in today's chisme.
All right, guys, welcome back.
What are we recording?
Superstitions and cultural beliefs.
Okay. My culture, and then cuando te empachas, te curan el empacho.
Oh my god, yeah.
Te curan el empacho with a tie.
A tie?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like the tie, like the...
Like a necktie.
Oh, a necktie.
Yeah. You know, the bald-headed guy right
yeah.
there? He knows how to curar el empacho.
Oh my gosh. Forget licensed medical professionals. Who needs those guys?
Because you gotta pray to your saints.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. They did that on me when I was a kid, and the egg did have an eye on it.
Okay. So wait, I want to hear about this. So, what was your experience when they ran that egg up and down the body? Or how old were you?
Oh, we'll figure out the intro in a minute.
Okay.
I was probably like 7 or 8, maybe.
So you were little. Okay.
Yeah.
And did it like the just like the my, whole body or just like certain like just
no,
a quick
my whole body sweep? And my grandma like prayed all over me with the egg.
Okay.
And then they broke it into a bowl. And it did look like an eye.
That was a half cooked egg.
It didn't look like a hard boiled egg. It was still yolk.
I'm talking about like in the development stage.
Oh my god.
They picked one that was like
a, no.
Or it was a rotten egg and they just didn't know.
Yeah, no joke.
Lucky you. I had that done to me too.
What was your experience?
So it was just like, well, I'm sure like I had it done, but I don't remember like me personally. I remember seeing like my siblings like at some point or like a cousin and they are like just, you know, an adult is just like running this egg around. And I just thought I was always just very looking forward to the egg. Like when are we going to crack this egg? Like I want to see, you know, and the truth is you're always going to find something. Because you're just looking for something. I feel like you're just creating something.
Yep.
I mean, I have yet to hear till this day, oh, you're good. No problems here. Like,
who was it? It was our friend that lives in Richardson. She went to see somebody and she had that done to her. And didn't she like keep the egg?
Okay, story time. No. So a friend of mine, she just needed some answers, you guys. She needed some answers and she's not willing to wait for life to just happen. And so she asked around. Somebody knew somebody that knew somebody who like reads like tarot cards or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she was going there to get tarot card readings. So she's like... shows up and it's like this place is sketch. It's like sketch apartments and all kinds of people are outside and they're all staring at her. It's almost like she said like it's like they knew why I was there. Like I was on like I clearly don't live there. And she's like getting through the apartments trying to figure out, and it was like kind of like a circled in apartment little mini complex. And it was pretty obvious like which apartment was where the tarot reader was. And so she goes
with the gypsy curtains.
And the hand. Well,
I think this tarot reader had like a ton of plants inside, like just a lot of plants everywhere. So she goes in there and, you know, sits down with the tarot reader and does the reading. She, you know, got lots of good information and like, of course, everything makes sense now. But then that tarot reader told her like, you know, as she was reading the cards, like, oh, we've got to cleanse you. Like, I got to do the egg. And I'm thinking, like, no, she just needs to make some extra money off of you. And she found a problem. But whatever. Let's assume, like, there was something going on. She needed that little egg cleansing. So I think she said that the lady, like, did the egg cleansing. But then told her, here, you have to take the egg with you now that we've done this cleansing. And
you gotta take care of the egg.
No, she said it was in a bag. I think it was in a bag. She goes, you take it with you. And so it's got all the energy or whatever bad, you know, it captured all the bad things that it needed to capture. So I'm going to put it in this bag for you. You're going to drive home. And the instructions were like, on your way home and before you get to your home, somewhere along the road, you need to throw this bag out with the egg.
Wow.
To go out the window. And you don't, and when you throw it out, don't look back. Like, that was it.
Just break somebody's
$10. Thank you. Come again.
So I'm just like, I never got the scoop on where she threw this egg, but can you imagine being on a sidewalk?
Ah, shit, my eye.
No. It hits your windshield, all her bad juju down.
So now someone else has a bad luck.
Oh my god. But like, the funniest thing is like, so many people go see this lady, and you know, not to diss or anything, but I mean, I think, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. But hey, I just thought it was so funny. Like, I didn't understand, like, I guess, sure, throw away. But, like, you know, you're asking people to throw eggs out the window. I'm just trying to picture
it. And don't look back.
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to picture this whole and, like, visualize this whole thing. Walking out with a bag with the egg in it. Like, driving in the car and then just rolling down your window or whatever. And just tossing that shit out. Like... If I'm driving on the street and I see a fucking like bag fly out of an egg, like I'm like, what the hell? Like, oh shit, what'd they throw out the window?
Okay, but real cheese man, if you saw someone throw that out, would you go look in the bag? Out of curiosity?
No, don't know what it is at that point.
Question, did the bag hit my windshield or not?
Yeah, if it hit my windshield, I'm coming out. Like, what the fuck is that? An egg in the bag? The heck is
that? Yolk.
Yolk, yeah, it's yolk.
Oh, I would be just, if that happened to me and if I got hit in the windshield, like, with the egg, I'd be trying to understand how...
Oh my god.
Any of that even happened. Like, why me?
Oh my goodness.
Why me?
Por qué?
I gave my friend so much crap after that. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I think you just wasted your money.
Did everything go better after or no?
So she felt like some of the things that the tarot reader said, like, she could connect to it. She like made connections, like she tied things together. But I mean, I'm very like analytical. I'm like factual. Like, I need more than that. Just that, like, that's the probability of you connecting something is a 50-50 chance. Like, yeah, obviously, you know. So, you know.
But what's that? It's like, it reminds me of that show where it's a psychic and it's a younger guy and he's saying the most like common shit that is gonna happen.
Yeah.
Today you're gonna drive in a car, like, and it's like the future predicting something, like, I don't know. It's something like that can happen. It's like, yeah, like, can happen every day.
Like, yeah, like, I gotta drive home after this. Like, obviously, I gotta get in my car. Like, tell me something I don't already know, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, looks like you're gonna have to fill up today.
The car's on empty.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny. Yeah, so that egg, I don't know.
That's hilarious.
But the other thing that's happened to me related to eggs is, like, using the egg, and I might be getting this wrong, because I haven't done this in a long time, but, like, putting egg yolk in your hair. I mean, I hear it's good for you. I know I had it done at some point when I was young. And I think when you're younger, you just don't have a lot of say in things. But it did help. I feel like it helped my hair. Like, it, like, really softened it and whatnot. But, like, it was messy. I just remember it was messy.
Now, whenever Franco came out of the room and he saw yolk in your hair, like, what was his reaction?
Well, you didn't have one.
I'm not gonna ask
see
questions.
It
hadn't happened yet, dude.
I don't think I like going to Target instead and just, you know, going through the shampoo and conditioner aisle and trying things out instead.
I've heard that before, though. Egg, beer,
avocado,
beer? And beer.
What?
For your hair.
How's beer supposed to help?
Or beer? Or
y'all
mayo.
Y'all are saying things that
beer.
I've never
I think,
even
I've heard mayo, but not the beer.
Beer is supposed to make it shiny.
I've heard avocado.
So the mayo is for lice. Let's just, let me clear things up here.
Who decided to try this out and figure it out, this is going to be helpful for
like,
your hair?
Like, y'all, when you have lice, you'll do whatever. Give me the ketchup, the mustard, the...
Give me that Miracle Whip.
We're gonna test these lice.
It doesn't matter what kind of mayo you use, you know.
Well, yeah, are they on a diet?
Do you
or
use
not?
A Mexican mayo with a lime in there?
Is the lice on a diet?
You know, do they like that Great Value brand?
They like that Great Value, or they're a little lice.
With a little picky, you know.
There's some bougie lice out there, too, so.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What other superstitions do you guys have? Because this is interesting to me. I'm learning so much today.
So one that I learned that I found out whenever, My mother-in-law came and she brought the little corset thing for a newborn. I was like, I guess it was for the umbilical cord or something.
Wait, but a corset? I need a corset.
It looks like a little corset.
No, it's like a little band. It's like a little band. And I don't remember if you put something on it, like an ointment or anything, but you wrap it around the, like, belly button with the umbilical cord.
And it looked like a heel brace.
It's supposed to help you not have, like, a...
like an Audi? Audi.
Mm-hmm. An Audi?
I like Audis.
Is it because, like it's just holding it in?
Yeah. It's, like, securing it so it's not just, like, moving around and stuff.
So what do, like, other people do that don't use these, like...
I don't know because
our, not that.
No, because like we don't have like.
No, I'm wondering. Me and my
sisters. Yeah, me and my sisters don't have Audis, but my kids have like.
Middles.
Yeah, it's like in the middle.
Because you didn't use that exactly. Corset.
Exactly.
But she. I mean, our kids don't have Audis. Yeah, I don't have an Audi.
It's not like Audi, but it's not like ours.
I'm making fun of my belly button.
No, ours are the same. Our kids are not.
Yeah, but like she came in. And, like, it wasn't even, like, I had no idea. She just came readily prepared for it.
Yeah.
And was about to, I was like, and then I obviously, at that time, like, tensions were high.
Yeah.
And we weren't in a good space. And I was like, what is she about to do? Like, is she going to put that corset thing on him?
Put a mummy
on him? And I was like, I don't want him wearing that stuff. Because she told me that, she was like, well, that's going to prevent him. It was for the umbilical cord and... mm-hmm. Not to have an Audi, and I was like, no, like I don't want that. And then
and now he has an Audi.
No, he doesn't. He does he not have
middle.
An Audi.
It's a middle. It's
in he the doesn't mid. Have an Audi.
It's in the mid.
Yeah, but he didn't use it though.
I don't know. But he could have had a completely nothing.
Do I have an Audi? I don't have an Audi.
Who's really going to be you paying attention? Oh, that's a nice
also,
belly button.
Well, also like, the little like,
who's going to be paying attention to
hey,
that?
Some
is,
people,
it, is that a thing? Like, who really maybe. Is like, oh, look at that big old.
I feel like I feel like it's noticeable.
Yeah.
But okay. I also say, like, they're kids. So, like, maybe it'll change when they're adults. Maybe it'll change when they're adults. Like, when, you know, your body changes, like. It might feel like, I don't know, you guys saying like it's not like a major Audi, but I'm just wondering like if it'll like change over time.
You know, I'm thinking here, and forgive me for thinking this, but like if you go up to the wall, what touches first, your Audi or your nose?
Hey guys, audience, please go out there and try it and let us know in the comments. We definitely want to hear.
If you try it, we definitely need to hear.
I'm curious now.
Man. Oh wait, so a corset?
It's not a corset. It's a little band.
It's a band.
My bad. Yeah. My bad. It's a band.
Band.
What else? Mm-hmm. What else do you guys have?
Wrap that band around your baby. I mean, like you wrap it around your dollar bills.
It's not really a superstition, but Vicks fixes everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like the Latino remedy.
Y'all know that. So Vicks, anytime like you're sick, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what it is. Like does not matter. Like you got a runny nose, Vicks. You're coughing, Vicks.
Does it really work for you though?
Look, it worked all growing up, I think.
Mm-hmm. It does.
We used to have to sweat it out though. Okay, we had Vicks all over our bodies, our feet, everything. And then we had a big old San Marcos blanket.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Through the
those
night.
Go hard.
Yeah. And those you go would hard. You could not uncover yourself all night until mm-hmm. the morning. Dang. And then you'd sweat it out and it would work.
Dang.
It worked.
I'm not so Vicks. I mean, for me, yeah. It's worked wonders for sure. Put it in the bottom of your feet, put it in your chest. Mm-hmm. I mean, I put that thing all up in my nose.
Why do you put it on the bottom of your feet? Like, what?
Yeah.
What is
it's
that?
A thing?
I did that.
Yeah,
the
fever. Yeah, it extracts okay. the fever.
What are those like foot pads called? Like the ones that like
except the toxins, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It releases toxins mm-hmm. like.
The onion.
I'm sure
too.
There's like a scientific reason this works.
I'm sure there is. Mm-hmm.
Which is the thing that gets me with like, you know, these like things that we learned in the Latino community, like especially from the parents, it's like, well, give me the real reason. Like, what is this? What's the purpose of this? Like, why? How does this work? And it's like, I don't know. Just the way we always do.
No, mija. It's never failed me. Siempre ha funcionado.
Oh, tienes tos. Mira, mija. Vix.
El Vix.
Y luego le hace el cough comes out. Like, you're good the next day.
Have you ever done papas on your head for the fever?
On the head?
If you have a fever, you get potatoes, you peel it, mm-hmm. and you slice them, and then you put them
on a wet towel.
On a wet towel.
Wrap it around.
Or just like a little bandana. Mm-hmm. And then on your socks, like on the bottom of your feet.
Okay, not the feet.
I've done it on my stomach.
So we never did the feet until we had kids, and we tried the feet on our kids, and that's worked. Yeah. But growing up, we did it on the forehead.
Mm. Yeah, those things have came out like
experimental parenting.
Mm. I know.
Yeah. I've seen it on the eyes, like when you have like a red eye or something. Well, I've seen where like hair, you take your hair and like if you like have like a really itchy eye, you use your hair if you have like long hair and you like go over your eyes. Yeah. So you're not using your hair.
Oh, really? I never heard of that.
I tried and it works because if you think about like the hair strands create this like light, like, you know, it's
almost
like
a brush.
Swab,
it's like a brush where it's like it's bringing like if you get like an eyelash stuck in there, like, oh my gosh, I'm like smacking this thing around. Like you use your hair and it's like bringing it out because you're like I'm showing you guys, but for the listeners, like, imagine I have this ponytail over my eyeball. Oh my God. And boy, do I have a ponytail. And you put it over your eyeball, and then you're just, like, pressing down, like, rolling down your hair. You feel these little, like, bristles. It feels like little bristles. You should try it, Myra. Well, yeah, you should try it. You have hair to
I
do
cut
it.
I cut my hair. Doesn't.
You can get some hair up to your eye. And, like, just see, and let me know how you feel. But I noticed, like, because you know when you use your fingers, like, your fingers are, like, you know, you're just sitting there, like, you can't really get to the point.
Watch me.
Well, you touch your eyeballs with your fingers. That's, I can't do that. But I feel like it helps. But, like, I always heard, like, doing that is better than you, like, touching your eyes with your hands because your hands have germs on them.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a way of, like, you know, relieving that itch or, like, trying to see if you can, like, remove something that's stuck in there.
I'm gonna try it next time.
Yeah. For us, the one thing that we grew up with was anytime there was a newborn or anytime you get, like, a new place, a new house, a new apartment, it's a red ribbon. Like, for the newborns, you tie a red ribbon around the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's around the left wrist.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Really?
I've never heard of it.
Pay attention to, like,
on the wrist, they
like how
that.
Homes,
we didn't
like,
do it, but.
Latino people's homes, mm-hmm. like, you'll see a little red ribbon somewhere in the house, like, somewhere.
So
interesting.
You'll put it, like, over the doorways. They'll put it, like, my mom, when I had the Jeep, she gave me one. She didn't even ask me.
she just went up and did it.
She went and, like, put it on the gear shift or whatever, and I saw one that was like, what are you doing? She goes, it's to protect you. It's for protection.
It's like the rosary, like, you know, when you put the rosary in the car, it's like a protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yes, that's
That's a spiritual protection. That's
spiritual protection.
I've also heard it's bad to like throw away like rosaries or anything like spiritually related. Yeah. Like you throwing it away or something. No, you got once it's gifted to you, you're stuck with it for life.
What else? I know the passing the salt thing.
Yeah. So like, okay. So I've heard about throwing the salt over your shoulder too. There's stuff about salt. Let's talk about salt.
Tell me about the knocking the salt on the table thing.
Oh, well, my brother-in-law. So if you're eating and if it's like, hey, pass the salt. Mm-hmm. So you can't give the salt directly to him. You have to put the salt nearby him, put it on the table, and let him pick it up and get it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always think about these things, like, where do they come from? To me, it sounds like somebody was being salty one day at the table, and they said, get it yourself.
Salty.
Well, and then it turned into, no, this is, like, for your own good, like...
So for the salt thing, it's I know actually why
there's a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I know this one because salt used to be a delicacy. Mm. It wasn't very easily accessible, like back in the medieval times and stuff like that. So if you spilled salt, it was bad luck because gosh, you just spilled
something so precious.
Mm-hmm. So you grab a little bunch of it and you throw it over your left shoulder.
So instead of saving the salt, just throw a little bit more.
Make it worse.
Well, it got dirty. So you're not going to eat the salt.
You might as well use it for some good luck.
Right, exactly.
Make your own luck.
Exactly. You already gave yourself bad luck. So grab that salt that's already dirty. You throw it over your left shoulder to protect yourself. So I know that one.
I've heard that one.
But I would imagine that, you know, you putting the salt down so that they can grab it and pick it up may have something to do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and online it says, passing salt directly from hand to hand is believed to invite bad luck or even provoke a quarrel. By placing it within easy reach, you're symbolically avoiding any potential negativity and ensuring harmony around the table.
Bro, I'm going to get me a Lazy Susan, and I'm just going to pass that thing around. I'm not touching nobody's salt ever again.
They're going to be salty.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, dude. Call me salty. I don't care. Call me Lazy Susan. I don't care. I don't want any bad luck or bad juju.
I'm just looking through things here, like superstitions, like Latino superstitions, sweeping single women's feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like, one.
All right, tell me about that.
I don't know anything about it, so you guys enlighten me.
So sweeping, I heard like what you were saying, Myra. Like if you sweep, like if you're sweeping the house and you're sweeping over a young lady who is not married yet, she's single, even if she's like, you know, in a relationship, then you sweeping over is bad luck on her and she's not going to get married, apparently. How that works, I don't know. We need to speak, you know, figure out what magical powers this broom has. The other thing I've heard is like sweeping at night is bad luck. That's not a good thing to be doing. And then sweeping when you have guests, like while you have guests over, if you're sweeping and cleaning, you'll drive your guests away, which to me makes sense because it's like if people are visiting you and you're sitting there like trying to clean up and tidy up and do that, it just makes other people, I think, uncomfortable to be around. But, you know, we turn it into this thing like, oh, it's bad luck. Don't do that.
And why?
So the red ribbon, I think I'm on the same website that Ivan is on. So the red ribbon is for protection. Cuando te hacen mal del ojo.
Yeah, that's for the mom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know any.
So that makes sense. Oh, man, my mom was superstitious.
I know about ojo. Yeah. Like, you know, they'll always say, oh, que no le hagan ojo al niño, blah, blah, blah.
You have
to
touch the baby.
Yeah, you have to go and touch the baby.
Or the one that you told me was, like, if they compliment you on something, then you have them touch it. Or you gift it away.
Yeah, like, growing up, like, people would tell me, oh, your hair's so pretty. And then my mom would always say, please touch your hair. Touch your hair, you know. Or if it's like, oh, you especially when you get something new, like, oh, you just got this new car. It's like, you know, your friend is complimenting you. Let your friend enjoy in that. Because if you don't let someone, like, be a part of that, then they grow envious of it. And they walk away with envy. That's the, like, negative energy part of it.
What about the duendes, the goblins? Did you guys hear ever about that?
Which one?
No.
Like, when things disappear, it's the little duendes that take it?
The little leprechauns?
That sounds like a cop-out.
Duendes.
Duendes?
Yeah.
It's a leprechaun, right?
Yeah, like little elves, little goblins.
That
like
sounds
they take
familiar,
stuff.
But I don't think like, we were like...
That's why, you, that's, why you, that that's why you lose socks in the dryer. It's the little elves that take it.
It has nothing to do with people in the household not putting their dirty socks in the hamper. We're going to blame the little duendes for everything. I think that's a cop-out someone made up.
What else? There's crossing the knives.
Never heard of that one.
I've never heard of that either.
What about seeing the bride before the wedding?
I've always heard, like, you're not supposed to see the bride before the wedding. It's bad luck.
But I heard it here. I never heard it, like, in Argentina.
I've always heard, like, it's just bad luck. It means your marriage is not going to be, like, everlasting.
I want statistics on this.
Oh, I'm going to tell you this one.
Like, people that did see the bride.
This one, my mom always made me do it. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it just to be... And Ivan thought I was ridiculous. Just to be on the safe side. And he thought I was so ridiculous. So, if you're a pregnant woman and there's an eclipse, you have to put a safety pin next to your belly or your child will have
heard
a cleft.
For the guys, this is probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I just did it just in case, okay?
I've heard that before, too.
Have you guys heard anything about the itchy palms?
Yes. So, I've heard...
Oh, yeah.
I used to hear, like, it depends on which side. So if it's your right side that's itching, that means money's going to walk out of your, like, walk away from you. If you're itching on your left side, that means you're going to receive money. So these are unexpected receives and like walkaways of the money.
Yeah. It's the opposite. Yeah. If your left is itching, then money's walking away. If your right is itching,
it's coming to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just read it.
I need that right.
No, I heard it the opposite way.
I just heard that you just rub it on the your pockets instead of like scratching it. You just rub it on your pockets. Yeah, instead.
That's cool.
I'd like to know the truth because like I heard it's the left that's coming in because it's closer to your heart. Like left side is closer to your heart, but
yeah. Could be. Have you heard this one? Put a broom upside down behind a door to ward off any like unwanted visitors and energy.
No.
So next time you don't want the in-laws to stop by.
Hang on a second.
How many brooms you got, bro?
Is it one per person?
Like, front door, back door, you ain't getting in.
What are five brooms doing?
Oh, what about the? Did you guys ever do the 12 grapes in New Year's?
Oh yes, I do that.
I did that growing up. So
we do that.
You do 12 wishes and you put one grape.
Yeah.
For each of the 12 months.
Yep.
What
about plants?
But don't you have to eat them like within a minute or something like that?
Yeah, you have
like
to
that?
Eat them within a certain time frame.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You made that rule.
Yeah.
Let me enjoy and take my time making these 12 wishes. Pressure.
That sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, you gotta eat them within a certain time.
Or your wish will not come true.
Right.
So what were you saying? The plants?
The plants. I always heard like plants in your home detect energies. So most people will use like those aloe vera plants. And if you have one of those and one of those starts dying on you, and like, of course, take care of your plants. If you're not, you know, if you're not watering your plants and taking care of them appropriately, obviously they're going to like die on you. But if you're doing everything right, and usually you'll see those at the front of the door, closer to the front of the entrance. But if those start kind of like withering on you and not looking so happy, that means like someone that visited you came in with some energy. It doesn't mean they're like a bad person, but it's like they brought in something, some heavy energy.
Is that just inside or outside? Because all my plants died outside.
I think all plants can like read energy. Like I've also heard like I talk to my plants, like people talk to plants, like, and you talk to them and be happy and everything, and they're happier plants. But I can tell, like, I can tell, maybe it's just me saying this. Maybe I didn't take good care of my plant. But, like, you know, someone walks in with bad energy, like, yeah, you're you know, everything can sense bad energy, right? Your plants are alive, too, just as much as you are.
The pressure. We don't want to kill any of her plants.
This is funny, the hot ears. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you've ever felt your ears suddenly turn red and heat up for no apparent reason. Mm-hmm. According to Hispanic and Mexican superstitions, this isn't a psychological quirk. It's the universe giving you a nudge, whispering that someone's out there talking shit about you.
Yeah, they're talking about you.
Similar to itchy palms. If your left ear is red and hot, someone is saying bad things about you, while a red right ear means that you're being praised.
Oh, I didn't know about the different ears.
But that's
I definitely knew
cool.
Like about people talking about you, like if your ears are like, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then the infamous kukui. Y'all grow up with the kukui?
Yep.
So for me,
that kukui be living everywhere.
So I heard of el kukui when I came here, but over there is el coco.
Mm.
But yeah, same buffoon.
Coco sounds cuter.
Same guy. Yeah.
And then, okay, so kukui, then y'all had to. Well, what about the kukui? So how did y'all hear about it? How old were you?
I don't remember how old I was. Yes, I was young, probably.
Lifelong threat.
Yeah.
I remember the kukui was living everywhere.
Forever.
No matter where we moved, where we did, there was always a kukui.
He was the demigorgon. I don't know how he looks like, but I just know that I have to be afraid.
Yes. Yeah, no joke.
Yes.
He's under your bed. He's in the closet. He's everywhere.
He's in the, you know, where the snacks are. He's where all the good stuff is.
You know, and that really made me scared at night.
It's to make you, like, not do things you're not supposed to. Like, if they're like, stop touching that. It's like, if you do that, if you go outside without my permission, Kukui's going to get you. Yep. It's just a way for, like, the parents to, like, keep their children at bay.
It's a scare tactic.
Yes.
You're traumatized. La Llorona.
Yeah, La Llorona was the other thing.
Okay, but that's getting into a different topic.
That's creepy, though. Mm-mm.
That has some, like, truth to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is one that my mom always told me. It's like, never walk around the house without socks on because you're going to get sick.
Yep.
Yeah, I always say
and
that.
And I was like, It's a lie. I walk around my house all the time.
I don't like to have to wear socks all the time, but
yeah, but now I know why. Like, I didn't click until right now. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Same thing if you go out with your hair wet after it's cold. Can you think about,
like, our floor is tile? In the mornings it gets cold and it's colder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm still not.
And your body's temperature is like, that's a direct, like that's direct body temperature, the bottoms of your feet, if you think about it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that probably comes from, like, the way the houses are built in yes. Mexico and in Argentina, and I imagine El Salvador, like, Honduras, like the rest of Latin America,
cinder
right?
block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got the block houses, so it's not, you know, climate
controlled.
There's
no carpet, there's no...
Well, it's not climate controlled like it is here, right?
Yes.
Like, it's climate controlled to a certain extent, but it's not the same. I found the one about the eggs.
There's a way to read the egg. Like, I don't know how to read it.
Well, you crack it and you see the eye, or you throw it out the window.
But, like, what is the eye? Like, nobody teaches
it means
how
that
do
you
know?
Had a hole. That
no, but
did.
Like, how can you tell when the egg is showing the eye or not showing the eye? Because eggs look different. Like, every time I crack an egg, it looks different when I'm cooking them. So, like, how do you tell?
I got the instructions.
I want to see pictures.
Yeah,
for you.
I need to see a picture.
I got the instructions. I got the instructions. Chill. Everybody knows.
Okay, you have an egg. Yeah. Let's do an egg.
In order to get rid of
They're
any bad...
cage-free eggs.
cage-free. No. Give me that Walmart Great Value brand, dude. I'm going to go to Aldi, get
Wait,
that 122.
Wait, can you sweep yourself and be like, let me just, like, cleanse myself?
Actually,
just...
yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Do you want to try it?
In order to get rid
of
any...
you have to have, like, a fever and be sick.
No.
No, this is
bad
energy.
Oh, this is bad energy, yeah. So...
Do you want to try it? Do you have four eggs?
That you don't care about.
I would do it. If you're down, we can... And we got to get four glass cups. We should take pictures and videos.
So here it is. Okay. So,
Let's do it.
Let me tell you. So you get an egg. You rub it all over yourself. And then in a glass of water, you crack the egg. And it shows the type of energy around you. Oh. The higher the spikes of yolk in the water, the more negative energy you had surrounding you.
I need to know. Yay. Let's do it.
I don't know if our friend knew that. She threw it out the window.
She never found out. She had bad energy the whole time.
She could have had good energy. She didn't know
she
it.
She had bad energy out. I think she got scammed.
Highway robbery.
It's a good scam. You're never going to know. No, I'm down. Seriously, y'all want to do the little egg?
We will be doing this.
You just rub it around on that one, or do you have to say anything on this one?
No. No, no, seriously.
Stand by.
And you get. And let's get four glass cups.
With water?
Yeah, they have to have water.
Yeah, they have to have water.
We should...
Oh, this will be fun. This is going to be good.
Oh, okay. So never... Also, another one is never give knives as a wedding gift.
I heard that before, too. I don't know why, though.
Somebody gave us some.
So while a knife set is a practical gift for newlyweds, old school abuelitas say it's bad luck.
Why is it bad luck, though? Like, I need explanations.
Superstitious newlyweds who receive knives as a gift should give the gift giver a penny. That's, you know, like my grandpa did that?
Yeah.
My grandpa, okay, so get this. My grandpa came from Argentina. He brought some knives.
He brings us gifts.
He brought us
and
gifts.
And then charges
and he's
us
like,
a penny.
He's like, no, he charges 10 cents.
Oh, for he's the like, but it was for the knife only? Is that what it
yeah,
was for?
It was just for the knife. Because he was like, here's your knife. Now you've got to pay me 10 cents. And I was like, why? He's like... That's just the way we do it. And I was like, but why? Like, I don't understand. Why am I paying you for a gift you're bringing me? Like,
oh, he brought out the crystal cups. Oh, how am I going to see if my egg is like, I'm going to get confused, Yvonne.
This glass, right?
No, but like, how am I going to see if the egg is, what were you saying? If the yolk is like, because we got to see
how
many sparks.
I can wash these. Let me wash these.
Yeah. You know what
all
I mean?
All the spikes. Oh, yeah.
Not to be
spikes.
Difficult,
no,
but.
No, I think these are best.
We're not
going to
be able to read our eggs.
Whenever you said that, I was
brought,
like, these
brought out
be
the
best.
Bougie glasses. Here.
So I think I know why. Why you don't gift knives away.
Wait, does it have to be only for weddings? Or can, like, if I gave you, came and brought you this, like, knife, would you have to give me, like, 10 cents?
I think we need
to
pause.
Oh, we should pause it while we
eat
it.
Yeah, we can pause. I'll tell you why here in a minute. Okay, bye.
Hey, we need to walk with suitcases
on New Year's
Eve.
On the outside?
Yeah. I'm down.
There's that whole list.
And then we can do a video of all four of us with a suitcase.
Hey, that's not a bad, like, this is content right here. Not gonna lie, this is content.
Don't forget to walk with your suitcases before your time's up.
Yeah.
See how ridiculous we look with empty suitcases.
So if you gift knives, it symbolizes that like your friendship or your relationship with that person is gonna come to an end.
Felix just gave you one.
He didn't give me a knife set. He gave me a knife.
No, but it's like a knife set.
We have to give him a dime or a
give penny. Give him a penny. Give him a penny or a dime.
And next time I see him, I'm going to give him a penny.
Yeah, just be like, here you go, bro.
Like, and I'll say it over there, but like, I've heard when you pass a knife to someone, there's a certain way you're supposed to pass it with the handle toward the person you're passing.
Oh, yeah. That's with anything. That's with anything sharp. Like, when I hand you scissors, I'm going to hand you scissors with the...
I'm going to cut myself. Here you go.
Grab the blade.
Grab the blade, and then they'll swipe it from your hands with the handle.
Oh, wait, not this knife.
I'm just picturing it. Does it matter what kind of water
you
put in here?
Regular water. I
think you need to put purified water.
Regular water. I think regular water will do.
Put purified water.
The minerals will make the yolk float better. I'm kidding.
These eggs are going to say what they
got to
say.
Okay, nothing's going to keep them from
talking.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Damn, if you bring bad juju to purified water.
And it's black.
So they're walking over. See, you hear the
bring on.
Does it say how much water?
We're going to take a video. I guess we're going to fill up the cup enough to
bring on the cage-free eggs.
I know, the $10 eggs.
I think you have to fill it up all the way.
Just kidding.
You have to fill it up to the top.
You gotta leave room for the yolk and the egg white.
But it's not gonna eat that much.
Shoot, more?
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
It doesn't need a whole lot of them.
It just says in a glass of water. It doesn't say how much water.
You did way better than I did. Let me see if I can figure this out now.
I'm good.
No, okay. Here, that worked. I think that
the energy.
Perfect for us.
Oh, wow.
The
we got four cage-free eggs who lived a great life.
Yeah. Right. I don't know what abuelita was this
name,
but...
Okay. I want the one with the mask.
So what do you do?
Just rub it all over you. Rub it on your feet.
I'm going to leave you that really pretty brown one.
I'm going to rub it right here where it hurts.
Yeah,
belly.
You've been hurting. Okay, hold on. I gotta get this. I gotta get a video of this.
Who wants to rub it on my back?
Actually, I'm feeling like tingling all over right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our cups.
Maybe because
we each have an egg.
Huh?
So I'm like feeling like, you know, when you feel like goosebumps.
Myra, let's see you. And you're running
everywhere. Oh, my back, because my back's been hurting.
I feel like chills going down my spine.
What's going on with your forehead, Ivan? Why are we targeting the forehead?
Just stress.
It's transferring all the vibes.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Hold on.
It's cold.
Okay.
On my ears.
And now what?
Does it say anywhere? I know. On my
how long
legs.
Do you crack it?
I think you have to crack it inside the water.
In the
feet?
Water?
Yeah.
And then what it does
is take your time. Take your time, like.
Don't worry. I'm getting
everywhere. Yeah, I know, I'm like on my feet, on the, you know.
Yeah, that's going to come out black. You're doing it out of your feet, that's going to come out black.
They're clean, okay? They're clean.
You're going to make the water boil or something.
You're going to find out.
You don't even need to put the, crack the egg. You should already know.
Come out.
Then we gotta research
it. So
Reddit?
So,
no, it'll work.
So what if it, how, what's the test?
So now you just break it in there?
How many
so
spikes?
So you're gonna see what kind of energy you've got going on.
Okay.
And it's not about you, it's like, people rub off energy on you, like, so this is supposed to, like, help.
We're made out of water, like, most of our entire body's made out of water.
Just hurt something in my egg.
Why are we hearing things all over? She's got all kinds of problems over here.
Get my foot.
What happens if you really do pop out a little chicken? Like, what happens then?
Yo, you need to, like, record this. Record
just in
this.
Case,
like, yeah.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, before y'all break, and we should, like, do a little video of each one breaking.
Oh,
one at a time? All right.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? We don't want our bad energy to go on to anybody else's day.
Keep your energy to yourself. For
real. Well, no, I was doing like right here, and I'm getting chills like down my spine. It's weird.
I'm gonna stand up, make sure we get all the energy.
All of it. Yeah, I did my feet, everything.
I'm just rubbing it on my belly.
This process.
I'm hoping
I know. My back's been hurting right here.
Should you get your booty? Should you get your toes?
I already got my cheeks. We're good.
You can crack the egg on your booty. You got toes.
Hey.
All right. Who's going first?
Right. Good.
Are you recording this?
I'm going. We're still going.
I'm ready.
We got them all?
Yeah.
Who's going to go first? I can only do one at a time.
I'll go first.
All right. Okay, so wait, what are the instructions? So
just crack it in the water.
And then what are we looking for?
The spikes. It says the spikes. Higher the spikes of yolk in the water, the more negative energy you had surrounding you.
And
I don't know what that means.
Spikes.
Yeah, I know what spikes look like, Ivan.
No, I'm just saying, like, what if it, like, so if it's just there's nothing.
I think it's the spikes. You're gonna see these, like,
gotcha. Yeah. All right, I got it. I end the.
So
best
don't
thing.
Like crack it hard. Up
well,
in
no,
there,
I'm gonna
just,
crack
like,
it in like,
it, yeah.
Like if I was cooking it, right?
Yeah, just like if you're cooking.
All right. Here we go. Huevito, bring me luck.
Oh shoot! You got a bunch of spinach.
I mean, do we need to let it settle?
Is it rice?
Oh, so it's supposed
chill?
To like this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw that, dude.
But it's like supposed that? To be like that. I ain't got no bad. Oh, no.
So it's supposed to
be energy. I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look, just did an egg cleanse, and that's what they had on theirs.
Wow. Right. Mine, I see some, like, from up above.
You clean it up.
No, like,
I see that.
Like, on the bottom, you can see where the spikes are, like right there, like on this side.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
Let me get it from the other side.
Let
me do like this.
Yeah, don't move my cup.
No.
Or from the top?
Oh,
is it supposed to have that lighting?
You see my spike right there? Yeah.
Yeah, there's one spike.
So the higher your spikes are, it's the more bad energy
really?
You have. That's wild, man. That's cool. I learned something new today.
So it's a cleanse, right? So you got rid of that.
You got rid of one spike of bad energy.
Okay,
oh,
so
shoot.
Like this one, like.
Oh, I almost got some energy.
I want to
go next.
Here,
okay. I'll bring mine.
Next.
Over here.
I wonder who gave me that bad energy. I'm a little upset right now.
All right, here's mine.
Me, when you made that Amazon purchase.
That right there, you see that little, that was an Amazon purchase.
You were good until that Amazon purchase.
All right.
That's
what I'm saying. Here you go.
Oh,
all right.
Goodness.
What do we got here?
Dang, my
wow.
Baby.
Wow.
You
have a lot, babe.
Yours go
yeah.
up all the way
I'll
to the top. You see that?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. I just got rid of it, though.
Yeah.
I might need another egg.
Bring on the rest of
the other side.
That
yeah,
is
this
crazy.
Side
is
wild.
Yeah, that one
that's
right there.
That's cool though.
Okay, I go next.
I wonder if
what did you do it on the table?
No, I did
on
it on
the
glass.
Side of
the glass.
On the glass.
I wonder though
does
if that
recording I need you to do the same.
Ooh, girl.
You got some.
Do I have
yeah,
some?
Yeah, we got some out here.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Dang. You got... All right, someone's been, like, shit-talking about I'm shit-talking about both of y'all. I swear.
Not today. The
but y'all
the
got
eggs.
Rid of it. Y'all got rid of it. See, like, you got bubbles on
your yeah, I got bubbles. What's the bubbles?
Oh, yeah.
Is there bubbles?
Oh, wow.
That's where the
look
spikes
how stringy
are.
It
really?
Is.
You got
see,
some bubbles.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, yeah. I got bubbles up here on the side, but that's not.
He doesn't have some. Yes, we did.
No, I do have. Well, can't tell.
There's these bubbles right here.
Yeah, but.
But then I don't see the bubbles connect. Like, these are connected to some of the lines.
Yeah, look at mine. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's cool.
You got me
y'all
in the
just
background
it
checking it
yeah.
out.
Oh, look at this one.
Yo, I'm
yeah.
the worst at cracking eggs.
She's not lying.
we got here?
Who touched you, babe?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Look at that.
I am the most loved person at this
table. Really are. Look at these spikes, though. Look
yeah,
how like.
What the heck? You know who would be so proud right now? Our friend.
She never got to look.
I'm telling you, you did it all wrong,
she
did, girl.
She did it backwards. She threw that shit. She didn't want
to
find out.
Pay that extra $10.
She did not
want to
find out.
Mine has a little dot in there.
I know who it is. I know who has been talking smack about you, babe.
Oh, she does.
Oh my gosh.
I have a spot.
Which, I've seen little spots like this when I cook eggs. Like, that one has a spot too, but it's at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I know they have them because, like.
Look at the spikes. Look at the little spikes.
Yeah. I know who it is.
I have a couple of ideas. Well, yeah, and I see the little bubbles connecting.
It's that one person though.
Should we let it sit and see what it does
yeah.
after?
And now look at these are already like.
Yeah, look, it's
to,
like forming like at the bottom.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
Do you want to take your cups to your area so you don't? We all know who's take your cups with you. We'll keep an eye on these cups. I feel better already.
That is wild.
Do y'all feel better? Oh, a cool experiment would be running some Palo Santo and then doing it like after that and seeing if that changes anything to you.
Hey,
we
should just leave it over there.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, like keep it
right. I thought we were gonna leave it here.
No, but like just or you can leave it just somewhere where you know which one's yours. We wanna see if it does anything after some time. Dang, you took a good picture of yours. Or is that
mine?
The internet?
No, that was the internet, but I did get one good one of mine.
I need to go read it. I don't want to know what this is all about.
So it's turning white.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're turning white. Yeah, yeah. Yvonne's freaking out over there.
Yeah.
That's the one I took that was in there.
That's a good picture. I'm going to put one of mine.
All right, then.
Oh,
well,
shit, hold up a minute.
But
you know, we're saying people talking shit, but it's energy. It's bad energy on here.
Of course it's bad energy.
Bad,
of course.
Energy.
So, like, one thing, I don't know if we've talked about it already. So, we're made mostly out of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what mostly our entire body is made out of. So, when you speak or you say something negative, think about it. It's sound waves that are affecting movements. If you drop a pebble in a pond, you'll see ripples, waves, because it's all the same thing. It's all frequencies that are, you know, going through space and time. So the egg, you're really just transferring that energy that's inside of you to this other liquid form, the egg.
That's crazy.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that.
I'm very loved. I'm just going to say that. But I know exactly who that is. I'm going to tell you exactly. We can talk about it after the podcast in case that person is listening. But I know exactly who that is. And we've talked about it. We've talked about it already.
Oh yeah.
So for me, you know who that is? It's all the people at work that don't like me. But it's nobody. But it's nobody that I work with. It's the people that go to my workplace.
Oh.
Customers.
Mm.
But that's okay. They don't hate me that much. We'll post pictures and like the short snippets of the video so you guys can see who is loved the most. But
it's not even loved the most. You're making this into a love the most.
Don't drink it.
Somebody said something about the smell of it.
The smell? Oh shit.
I don't know. If I can't smell anything. It smells like vinegar. I don't know.
I can't smell nothing.
Hmm.
I don't know, but whoever's been like messing with y'all, like
I feel like y'all
are pretty. They're hating.
They're hating.
Haters.
Who is it?
No. Yeah, no, like I don't know.
Don't worry, I'm right there with y'all.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
That's hilarious.
And then you got to look at the spikes quick because like they've already kind of started disappearing.
Yeah.
But where did this originate from?
No clue.
What does it say?
Some abuelita. But
could have been something bad I ate.
No, that was not a bad experiment. Not gonna lie.
That was a great
one. That was a cool experiment.
That was cool.
What are the other things that we've heard about?
The ears. We already talked about the ears.
Yeah. Talked about the plants.
So seeing an owl, it can be seen in two different ways. And I guess it depends on really how you're raised. Like some people will say that seeing an owl is a sign of somebody's about to die.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or seeing an owl is a sign of good luck because they're so rare.
Mm-hmm.
what is it? It's an owl and a crow. And then I've heard like different types of birds.
Yeah, I've heard the crow.
There's a crow, owl, black dove, cat. A dove.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the three that I've heard.
Hmm.
But I guess I just, I was always confused, like, which one means what.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys, well, you two, because I'm not Mexican, have you guys heard that you can't make tamales when you're angry?
Mm-mm.
So it says you can't make tamales when you're angry because they won't fluff up right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of makes sense with what you were saying with water. Energy carries energy. I can see that. Because you cook them in, like, your what's it called? You're boiling them and, like, the water's boiling at the bottom. And it has to fluff up the tamal.
The one we always say is, if you make chile and it comes out chiloso, that it's because you were mad at somebody. Somebody made you mad.
Someone upset you. Yeah, yep.
I always say that. I'm like, look, if there's a grandma back in the back of that taco place, like, the chile, like, I love going to places and having the same, like, salsa, right? Mm-hmm. But if that salsa is a little spicy that day, I'm like, who made this grandma mad? I gotta figure it out. Go kick their butts.
That guy with pancakes, because if they come out burnt.
Oh my god.
If you cook like the rice well, you can finally get married situation.
Oh, yeah.
That. It's like, okay, I'll use the rice cooker.
I know. Perfect rice. I'm ready.
Perfect rice every time.
All day, every day. Oh.
Good stuff. That was fun. I like doing the experiment.
Yeah, we're definitely. It's very interesting.
We also couldn't point at the rainbow either.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that. You get a pimple or a wart or something. Yeah.
What?
We don't even know why.
That's definitely debunked by me because I pointed at rainbow so many times.
You didn't get a pimple after?
I did not get a pimple.
Hmm.
Nope. Mm-mm.
What about the chupacabras? You guys heard about that one?
Mm-hmm. I've heard, but I don't really understand or know like what the big deal is.
They're aliens?
No, remember we even saw that little Netflix movie on it?
The Chupacabra?
But yeah. It's like, yeah.
Okay, here's another egg one. To draw someone to you, you need 4 eggs. Break 2 in corners and 1 at the door of the person you want to attract. The last one, put inside a white cup and place it under your bed.
Okay, this sounds like witchcraft now.
Wait. Let me understand the last part. No. Place it in a white cup and put it under your bed.
Yeah.
To make somebody love you?
Ew.
Yeah, to draw someone to you.
How is that going to draw
place
that person to you?
Place it in a white cup and put... Okay.
You just wasted 4 perfectly good eggs.
No, that's a damn 3. Omelet.
Oh.
You wasted 3.
That's an omelet.
The 4th one is on your bed. Haven't been broken. That's crazy.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious. Wow.
If you guys know any other...
No.
Interesting superstitions or cultural beliefs, definitely feel free to share it with us. We'd like to hear.
Yay.
We all got pretty quiet after our egg outcomes. Now I'm concerned.
I'm pretty happy.
I'm rethinking my life.
No, I'm like, who have we hung out with that? Just kidding.
I'm happy. So we'll see you guys next time.